A freshman out of Port Huron Northern.
Number 22.
In your scorebook, number one in your hearts.
There you go.
Tim Baker, the three-point taker.
Yeah, I can't even argue that it's Maker. It's Taker.
So Timmy B's in the studio. If you don't know Timmy B, shame on you.
Yeah, for real.
Shame on you. He's sometimes on, WBTI?
WBTI, on Sunday weekends, nights, six Sunday to nights. Midnight.
6 to midnight.
Or noon to 6, depending on other people's schedules.
Yeah, because we operate on other people's schedules.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just kidding, because we're going to catch grief for that. Anyways, Timmy's here, fresh back from Danville, Illinois.
Yep.
Where the SC4 men's basketball team went to play in the national championship. It didn't go the way that you guys wanted to, but I'm just looking at you knowing that you had fun.
Yeah, it was cool. Really good experience. You know, obviously the games didn't go the way we wanted to, losing our first two and being out of there right away. But, you know, the overall experience was really cool. I know there was a lot of exposure for a lot of our players from four-year universities, so it was really cool.
And I know, like, the first game was really close, and Evelyn Wood or whatever they were called. Yeah. John Wood.
Yeah, the first game was against John Wood. They were an 11 seed. I thought it was a little unfair because they were from Illinois, so they had the home court advantage, really, because they had a ton of fans. But we really kind of shot ourselves in the foot there. We had 20 turnovers, and that really was what, you know, we beat ourselves that game, I think.
And then there was an upset in the bracket, and when you went to the consolation round, you ended up playing the third-seeded team from Arizona.
Yeah, we did. We played Pima from the Arizona area, and I'm really amazed that a 14-seed beat them because they were really, really good. They had two guys who were, I think one was 6'9 and one was 6'8, and they were shooting threes and, you know, scoring inside, so they really got the best of us that game.
Because that's the one thing that I tell people about, like, the league that you guys play in. When you're playing Delta and Schoolcraft and all those teams, is it's a really guard-oriented kind of game.
Yeah, it
is. You know, in college, if you're big, the big schools take you.
Yeah.
So you don't. There's not a lot of big men in the game, and the big men in this league stand outside three-point line and jack threes. Just
pretty
like
much,
man,
yeah.
Timmy Baker.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. They might make a few more than me, but.
You never saw a shot you didn't like.
No, I never will either.
So I'm there earlier this year broadcasting one of the games.
Oh, man.
And it's warm-ups. And every time Tim takes a shot and makes one, he's turning, blowing me kisses, and making hand gestures. And I'm like, do it in a game. And Dale Voss is standing next to me, and he heard me, and he goes, yeah, that won't happen.
He wasn't wrong, so. Is what it is. I can't say much about that.
And then I took the stat sheet from that that game because they gave me a nice little booklet and the stat sheet, and there was Tim's name right at the bottom, 1 point per game.
1.7.
And I highlighted it and I hung it up on the wall in the studio, and he still got it in there.
It's still on my cubby box. I look at it every week when I come in here. All it shows is that I did play college basketball, so I'll take it.
All right. Jenna doesn't know it, but her mic is on too, so put that in front of you. Because we have one of the softball players here too. Hi.
Hi.
How's your season going?
It's going good. We just got back from Myrtle Beach.
You guys go to Danville.
We go to Danville, Illinois.
And they
nice
get to go
sunny.
To Myrtle Beach.
They're playing spring training games. We're going for a national championship, and we go to Danville.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, in 4 days, how many games do you guys play?
We played 8 games, so yeah, two games per day.
Yeah.
Still would have been nice to go to the beach.
You can do that with softball.
It was still a little chilly, though, I will say that.
So was Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sorry, Jenna, I don't know your last name.
Crow.
Crow, okay. And you played at Anchor Bay, right?
Yeah, I played at Anchor Bay. I was a varsity starter for 4 years.
And Anchor Bay is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
They can hit at least.
Yeah, Division One.
I remember going to the districts last year. I was actually covering the baseball, but the softball was so loud over there. The crowd was just huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they played PH, and then they played Northern. And
oh, yeah.
They beat them pretty bad, but they're just slamming the ball all over the place. Their innings would be like 30 minutes long when they were batting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd be in the field for 4 seconds. Go back to hitting. So, and this is your second year at SC4?
Yep, my second year. So I'm a sophomore. So this will be my last year here.
All right, plans beyond that, or
I might stay for the nursing program here at SE4.
Oh, my wife is going through that right now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's murder.
Great.
Don't tell her that.
I'm just teasing. Sure, she'll handle it just fine. And you're playing second base this year.
Yeah, yep. Last year I played third and short mostly, but this year I'm playing second base.
You guys all right? You decent?
Is it worth it for me to come out
and put some skipper softball on the schedule?
Yeah, we'd like I'll be that. Oh, we look good this year. And Timmy B will be there too, so yeah, announcing our games.
Yeah, I'll be on the mic.
So it'd be nice to have a big crowd.
You'll be on the mic.
I'm always on the mic. I'm the voice of SC4 softball.
I've heard you on the mic. Doing some high school games last year.
Do I sound good?
During the big tournament. Except for the fact that you don't say anybody's names right.
I say, all right, look.
Reasonable.
If the coach, whatever the coach tells me is what I say. So then blame the coaches for not knowing their players' names. That's not
also
on me.
Also reasonable.
It's Jones, not Jonas.
Whatever, that's what the coach told me. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, blame it on the coach.
That's I'm going to do.
That's why you don't get off the end of the bench, because you're blaming it on the coach.
I'm not blaming anything on our coaches. Our coaches led us to a national tournament this year. I hope Coach Boss is listening
to that. All year long.
We were in the top 20 the entire season. Yeah, we had a really good year.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah, it is. We're all proud of it. I got a piece of string from Grand Rapids for winning a district championship.
Proudest trophy you'll have.
For now.
Oh, cause,
for
so now. you guys actually cut down the net?
Yeah, we actually cut down the nets.
And then each of you kept a string?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, see, I didn't know you did cool stuff like that, Tim. Yeah, I thought you were just lame.
No, I do cool stuff like that. Come on now.
I pick on Tim because he can take it.
Strong like that.
I talk to some people around here like that, and they go suck their thumb in the corner and cry. Never want to come on the show again. In the fetal, I can't picture you in the fetal position.
No,
your mom must have hatched you.
Yeah, probably.
They're listening, aren't they?
Yeah, they are listening. Yeah. Shout out to Kurt Baker and Cindy Baker. They were blowing up my phone through the 5 o'clock hour because there were some hockey guys on, and they wanted to hear me. They wanted to hear their little boy.
You had told me, I guess Sunday, or actually probably before that, because didn't I see you earlier this week? Didn't you come in when somebody was sick?
Oh yeah, I came in. I was in here Sunday and Monday.
Yeah. So one of those days, he's like, can I come on Wednesday? And I'm like, sure, whatever. And didn't really pay attention because Tim was talking. and I went and scheduled the Prowlers to come in for the first hour today. And I was out in the car fishing around for change and stuff so that I could get a pop that I'm not supposed to drink, but do anyways.
Always.
And, and Tim pulled in and I'm like, oh, yeah, I said he could be on today. So he patiently waited for an hour. And how long were you waiting outside?
Not even 10 minutes. Oh, okay. I kind of pulled up after practice.
I'm thinking to myself, there was nobody in the car when Tim pulled up. I didn't make somebody sit outside for an hour and not come
he
in.
He would do that, though.
No, I would. No, I would. Wow. Don't team up on me now.
No. Something.
Well, I think he would. You strike me as being that way.
Wow, that's tough.
So, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
You had fun, didn't you? I could just tell by the smile.
It was fun. I didn't really get sunburned, which was nice.
It was probably snowing when you were
there. It was like 50. It only rained once.
Plus, you were indoors.
Well, yeah, basketball is played inside.
So, now you guys play at Pine Grove, right? That's your home field?
Yep, Pine Grove's our home field.
Okay, that's why they put up those little fences?
Yeah, the snow fences.
Yeah. I like softball so much better than I like watching baseball.
Me too.
The girls throw strikes.
Yeah.
They catch the ball and throw it to the bases. The guys
throw it in the dirt.
Throw it off the backstop, bounce it up to the plate, walk everybody. Then when they do make a play in the field, they chuck it down the right field line. You can spend 4 hours at a baseball game and see 2.5 innings get played. And I can watch them play a doubleheader in girls softball in an hour and 20 minutes, two seven-inning games.
Yeah.
It's fast-paced.
Yeah.
It's go and go. You don't stop.
No, there's no shaking off signs or no, because there's only fastball, changeup, riser. That's it. And the pitcher decides which one she's throwing, and she knows before she even gets the ball back from the catcher what she's throwing on the next pitch, and it's boom, catch it, throw it, boom, catch it, throw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once in a while, you see a bunt.
Yeah. In baseball, they look off every single call like they know what they're doing and then still throw it in the dirt. So,
or they try to throw a curveball and it ends up going behind the guy's head.
Yeah.
Back to the backstop. So I much prefer softball. So when I throw together the high school schedule, if it seems like we do more softball games than baseball games, you're right. We do. I want to get the game in before it gets dark.
Yeah.
It doesn't get dark that time of the year until like 9 o'clock. So if I'm out there and it's getting dark, we have issues. Because it's a baseball game instead of a softball game, which would have been over 3 hours ago, and I would have already been home.
Yeah.
Watching my favorite TV show. What's your favorite TV show?
I like, I don't know. That's a good question. I like Supernatural. I watch that a lot.
Supernatural?
You boring. Gotta,
boring? You don't like Supernatural?
She doesn't watch it. She doesn't know what it's about.
It wasn't bad when I watched it before, but
exactly.
Grey's Anatomy is where it's
Grey's
at.
Oh, well, yeah. Nursing program.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a whole lot
and
of sense.
And Orange is the New Black. That's my new favorite one. I've been watching
that. Like,
that.
That's only on Netflix, though, right?
Yeah.
So you have Netflix. You pay the $9?
My mom does. I just snag it from her.
And then I snag it from her.
Very
I use
true.
Her password for Netflix. So yeah.
Is that legal? Can I call Netflix and get you in trouble?
Technically, yes, but don't. Why would you? What, how would you benefit from that?
I wouldn't at all.
Exactly. It would just be funny.
Other than to see you.
I think your dad would be hurt though.
My dad watches it a lot. So
Supernatural or no, The Punisher.
The Punisher. Punisher and Supernatural.
Oh, I like that one.
Too. Yeah, it's a good one.
Do they have a new season out yet?
They canceled it after 2 seasons.
Did they?
Yeah.
See, I've only seen season one, though.
So season two is out right now.
I heard that they canceled Jessica Jones, and I like that one, too.
I heard that Disney's going to take all the Marvel characters and kind of mush them together at some point in the future. So that's why.
It's always money that spoils my fun.
True. More money, more problems.
Because I really like Daredevil, too.
Yeah, I like Daredevil.
I'm a superhero guy. I'm just saying.
It's not that quiet.
I'm a superhero guy. What, my t-shirts give it away?
Well, no, I mean, talking to you gives it away.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have earbuds. We couldn't play music off of our phones. We couldn't carry our phones around in our pockets.
Yeah, because they were the size of bricks. No, you didn't have them.
They were attached to the wall at home.
Oh, whatever, that too.
And they were rotary dial. So I had to read comic books.
Yeah.
And the TV was only like 9 channels.
A lot of sports games, though.
Maybe 7.
Sports channels,
two,
that's
four,
about it.
2, 4, 7, 9, because, you know, in Detroit we got channel 9. And then it was 20, 56, 50, and 62. So we had 8 channels.
I'm impressed that you can remember all those.
8 channels. We didn't have cable TV. We walked both ways to school. In the snow.
Uphill?
Uphill.
Yeah, fought off bears
fought
with
off
notebooks.
Bears with our notebooks.
Yeah, sure
you
did. Because
we didn't have tablets.
You can just hit a bear with your tablet once now. Yeah, okay.
Fortunately, we have to take a break, and everybody in the audience is signing right now. Yes, commercials. Let's listen to those. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. I know you've been waiting with bated breath. It's Wednesday. Come on.
It is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. We've had a fun show. Again, appreciate the Prowlers coming by. Cody Karpinski and Edgar's Ozelins were here. They were fun.
Yeah, they're cool guys. They're funny.
So we had some fun with them. And Tim came by. I forgot that I said Tim could come on the show today. And then he showed up. And then I remembered that, oh, yeah, I wanted to talk to him about the tournament. And so we did that for the 30 seconds that took.
Yeah, pretty much. Danville, not much there. We lost. That sums it up.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. So then we started talking softball because Jenna's here.
Yep, and we went to Myrtle Beach, and we're starting our season now. We have a game Sunday, and then we start our league play next Friday at right. Mott.
Where's Sunday's game?
It is at Adrian, I want to say.
Albion, isn't it?
Adrian. Albion. They both start with an A, and they're kind of the
I
same
I don't know.
Place,
they're the close same, enough. They're the same thing.
Yeah. You, what's that look for?
What look?
You're giving me the look. Anyways. He's still giving me that look.
Not giving you any look.
Because Tim sees my wife, Katie, all the time over at the Y.
Yeah,
and
I do.
And Katie's like, Tim only plays basketball? He doesn't play baseball? For some reason, she thought you were a baseball player.
It's because I'm short and white. People think I play baseball.
It's probably because you wear my clothes.
I do wear softball, like SC4 softball like sweatshirts and stuff. So I'll have people come up to me all the time and be like, oh, what position do you play in the baseball team? And I'm like, shortstop. So I go with it, but no, don't play baseball.
Don't play baseball. Only a basketball player for Timmy B shooting the three.
Making the three.
I got a one. I have one on tape.
It still shows that I've made a three before in a game. You have a tape of it.
It's so funny because they're playing Dakota. And Dakota's winning like 80-38 or something. Here's Baker for a three. And that's through. And that'll cut the score to 82-38 for Dakota.
Made it a little closer.
It's the last game of my senior year at Dakota.
Probably the last shot that you took and made.
In high school.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a few in college.
I know you made a few this year because you could tell me every single one of them. He did the other day.
Yeah, I think I could tell you every single one.
Okay, I made a three against Delta. I made a three in the Alpena game.
At Alpena.
We went to Little Sisters of the Poor, and I made a free throw and a three.
That one was at Olivet. I do remember all of the times I scored this
year.
I was
there, too. That was awesome.
We played Mother Teresa's convalescent home, and I got a dunk. I had to step on the guy's wheelchair to get it, but I did.
They lowered the rims for me.
They let you toss it up, too. Yeah.
So should we call out Jenna on the show? Like batting average?
Oh, yeah. That's a big flex for her. Go ahead and tell them your batting average.
For last year, I hit 520 batting average.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ninth in the nation.
Ninth in the nation.
And then, I was ninth in the nation.
That's insane.
Why are you keeping these secrets from me? You're on the Dennis Stuckey show.
Mm-hmm.
Brag a little bit. 520?
Yep.
Switch hitter?
Yeah, I hit right and left.
Now, do you do that slappy stuff when you hit left and
I slap too.
I thought that was finally like phasing out of the game and going
it's
away.
It's fun.
It's fun?
Yeah.
It's fun?
You put pressure on the defense. I mean, I'm not that fast, so it doesn't really do a lot for me, but other girls, it does a lot.
So are you a singles hitter or you got any power there?
Mostly singles. That's kind of where I'm key at in placing the ball.
So you must hit pretty high in the order.
Right now I hit second in the batting order.
Oh, see, second, very important position.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Second or last.
End of the bench, not an important position.
I don't know who you're trying to call out right now. We're talking about softball. I don't play that.
Just checking.
All right.
Making sure you're paying attention.
No, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm awake.
All right. And last year you played third and short. And
yeah.
Moved you to second this year?
Yep, this year I'm playing second.
Do you have a preference where you play?
At this point, I'm just kind of playing for the team, but I'd say overall, I love third base, just with the quick reactions and not being able to think.
Do you wear one of those masks?
No, I just wear a mouth guard.
Oh, man.
My mom and dad spent too much money on my teeth, so now I got to wear one.
Well, I'd put a hockey mask on down at third base. I would. I'd wear my helmet and get the whole... That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Third base is the worst.
Intense. Yeah, it gets intense.
And
I've had line shots that... You don't even know that you're reacting to it at that moment and you realize you catch it or something like that.
Ouch. No, seriously, because like when you're 99.9% sure it's going to be a bunt, you guys come in and you're like almost in the batter's box.
Yeah, I usually, I'm known to get very close when I know they're going to bunt or when I think they're going to bunt. So I get very prepared if they pull back and swing at me.
Couldn't do it, Tim.
I couldn't either.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't stood in front of the net and watched slap shots buzz by my ear, but those guys are like 60 feet away. I think I have time to duck. There's no way I would get murdered. I would get murdered.
Same. I couldn't do that.
Somebody'd scorch a line drive at me,
and they hurt. People say softballs aren't hard, but they definitely are.
especially from 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, number one, not just the ball hitting me. You guys get so close sometimes, I think the bat's going
to
hit you.
Yeah, especially the pitchers when they pitch. They get close to 35 feet away, even closer after their stride, and it's line shots back at them every time. Especially our one pitcher, Bailey, she got drilled in the leg, and she took it like a champ, and I was proud because I wouldn't have been able to take it like a champ like her.
Because, Tim, there's no crying in softball.
There is in baseball.
There's no crying in softball. The wise words of Jimmy Dugan.
Best show ever.
Love that movie.
It's an okay movie.
It's great.
It's up there. It's good.
It's amazing.
That one.
Yeah, that one is amazing. The Sandlot, though, that's pretty
big.
Now,
why does everybody like The Sandlot?
That's amazing.
Why does everybody like that?
It's a good
show. It's just a dog. Jump the fence and get your ball.
I mean, the dog's pretty cute after.
You've got a bat.
Well.
Get your ball.
Dog or bat?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd pick the dog to win the fight.
You hit the dog once with the bat, it's not going to come back. I mean, if you really smoke in the head, it's not coming
back. If you're
I
like mean, you my dog, then it.
I'm just saying, back. Like, if the dog's going to attack you, like, I'm not condoning animal violence, by the way. I just want to make that very, very clear.
I just, I don't get it. Don't get it.
I think it's very good.
Yeah.
I think it's a good movie.
It's a chick flick, and that's why you like it.
It's not a chick flick.
It is. It's all, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got some. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Isn't there the girl that rides her
bike by every day, or is that a... No, that's Sandlot, too, that's got the girls in it.
Okay. I haven't seen
Sandlot.
Yeah,
that one I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of that one. I like the original one. That's my favorite.
I haven't seen Sandlot, too, so I don't know.
Major League for baseball. That's my favorite baseball movie.
No.
And Slapshot for hockey is the greatest sports movie ever because it's really close to being truthfully accurate of what the minor leagues are really like.
I'm going to say Hoosiers is the best sports movie ever, but that's the basketball player in me.
I'd say 42 is probably the best movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, 42
I like
solid.
That movie.
That's a good
Have
one.
Have you seen 61?
No.
My brother is in 61.
Really?
Yes. Because it was filmed at Old Tiger Stadium, and they needed umpires, and my brother is an umpire, and so obviously they took umpires out of the Detroit area. And so he's in a couple of scenes. One, he sweeps off home plate after somebody comes in and touches home plate. And there's another where there's an argument in the outfield and a fan rips a chair out and throws it onto the field at Mickey Mantle. And my brother's one of the umpires standing there with his arms folded.
Oh, that's really cool.
So there's the Hollywood history of the Stuckey family.
Nice. Famous.
Some of them are.
You are.
And then there's me.
You're famous.
Infamous.
Poor here on famous.
I am the infamous El Guapo. All right. We do have another break, so hang in there, folks. It's almost over. One final segment when we come back. Oh, come on. I get to have fun once. Leave me alone. In case you hadn't figured it out, Jenna's here because she's Tim's friend.
yeah
and they're arguing about where Cheapo, which would be Tim,
I am not cheap,
that's our nickname for Tim, Cheapo,
no it's not,
is going to take Jenna after the show, you know, because she wants to eat.
I want to eat too
and have a little dessert, maybe a little candlelight. And Tim is like, oh, we can go to McDonald's.
I did not say McDonald's. I said we should go to Ted's. And I don't know. I'm not getting the response I anticipated.
I got coupons for Subway.
I don't have coupons for Subway. I was going to pay full price.
So I suggested a couple of places, and Tim turned his nose up to it.
I did not turn my nose up.
That's fine.
I'm leaving it up to Jenna to decide. Until then, we'll wait.
Okay. At any rate.
Yeah.
You wanted to come. I said that you could have a couple of minutes to file a complaint, to lodge a complaint. So go ahead.
I just want to file a complaint with the Times Herald Sports Department. You know, this is the second best team SC4's men's basketball has ever had. They went to the national tournament once in 2010 and now this year, and we received zero coverage. We are a local sport and they treat us like we're not. I mean, we got one article after we lost in the championship. After we lost in the national championship, we didn't receive any coverage when we were ranked, you know, nationally. We didn't receive any coverage when we won our district tournament. We lost in the national championship and then got, you know, a half-page article. I mean, I understand covering teams from Macomb County, but cover all the sports from Macomb County then if you're going to do that. Rather than, you know... Don't ignore the community college you have literally in your backyard, literally a block from the offices. So that's just my little quick rant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You good?
Yeah. Okay. He's right. You know, we work hard and we want to everyone to know it, and we want everyone to come out and support us. We want to have everyone see what we're doing and stuff. So for them to see, or for me to see, that they weren't getting the publicity that they should have is really hurting to me, even. And I'm a girlfriend on the side. Imagine parents or even coaches and the teammates themselves. It's definitely something that should be focused on, especially around here, when you have a team that's the second best team that they've ever had. And it goes for all sports at SC4, including women's sports as well. Not just one team, not just high schools. It goes for everything.
I mean, we win a district championship, the second one in school history. I'd at least like a picture in the paper.
Yeah. Same with us softball last year.
It wasn't enough that I talked about you.
We appreciate your coverage, but we want more.
I don't blame you.
We want people to see what we're doing out there and how hard we're working.
It is local sports. We're literally a block away, maybe, from Times Herald offices. So
all they got to do is walk over and talk to us, basically.
I'll pay the fare to get into the games.
Well, I covered you some because you were there.
You did. I appreciate it.
I did it for my man, Tim. I'm not covering a damn one of your games. You guys play in the cold.
I do play in the cold.
It's fun to watch.
It's cold.
It's fun to watch, though.
I'm just
teasing. It's intense, that's for sure.
Especially when you have to stand there at third base, and I'm wondering if you're going to get murdered, and I'm going to have to describe your death on the radio to everybody.
Oh, that'd be tough.
It would be.
Regret to inform you.
We regret to inform you that. Oh, man, that'd be rough.
We've got a player down at third. Why she was standing next to the batter in the batter's box, I'm not quite sure, but that's where they positioned her. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Yeah. And we'll let you know how it's going then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could happen. I hope it doesn't.
I hope not.
You really need to wear one of those little masky things.
Yeah. Thankfully, our pitchers do, which is good because it's definitely a quick reaction there. I just want to shout out to my best friends, Bailey, Hannah, and Brenna. They've definitely given me a lot of support this past year. And Bailey, you are an amazing pitcher, and I hope you go on to do great things. Hannah as well, you're an amazing outfielder. And Brenna, same with you. You're an amazing outfielder, and I'm really glad to call you guys my teammates.
All right. I got to go. No show tomorrow. I'm back on Friday from 5 until 6. We'll see you then.